Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Sparky, 5 or 1250 AM, The Fan, 55 past the hour, time for another Milwaukee Sports Timeout, brought to you by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Bet on all your favorite sports 24-7. Enjoy over 70 self-service kiosks, wall-to-wall TVs, free parking, great food, and a full bar. Bet big, bet bold, learn more at paysbig.com. Having a chance now to catch up with my guy, Tim Dillon, former Brewers pitcher, of course, Milwaukee Brewers baseball, Bally Sports Wisconsin. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Long time no talk. I guess first, the most important thing I want to get to before we find out how things are going with you is Corbin Burns traded to the Baltimore Orioles for a couple of major league ready guys and a draft pick. What was your initial thoughts when you heard about that, Tim?
Wait, Burns got traded?
Traded, see? It's kidding. Out of the loop a little. It's all right. We'll catch you up.
I mean, it's not surprising. You get him, his value's high, and, you know, did they have to trade him? No, they could have kept him all season and see what happens. But and that might have been their intentions, but they were open. And I know everybody probably saw Burns' interview talking about, like, he had no idea this was coming. But honestly, this is what it's like to not be the super elite when it comes to having a 10-year contract. You know, those guys that have 10 or 15-year contracts, you can be a Cy Young Award winner and not know you're about to be traded. Like, that's how little a player has control over his career in that regard. So my initial reaction was, hey, you always want to be somewhere that you're wanted. And the Orioles went out of their way to make sure that they wanted Corbin Burns really bad, because what they gave up is going to help the Brewers for probably a long time to come.
You know, that's funny, because I saw that interview. It was with Foul Territory TV, I think it's what they call it, AJ Pierzynski and those guys, and Eric Kratz. I love that podcast. Yep. I think they do a great job. But the interesting thing to me was that, you know, Matt Arnold calls Corbin Burns, and Corbin Burns' agent had no idea it happened until Corbin Burns called him.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes logistics of, like, trying to get all your ducks in a row, you don't really have time to sit there and get it all, like, hey, I got to reach out to this guy or this guy. You think that wouldn't happen, but I guarantee that's not the first time something like that, you know. I bet it's pretty common a lot of times. Just this, as big as this was, you think all parties would be informed before anything was official.
Yeah, that was interesting. So now Willy Adames is going in the last year of his deal. Devin Williams has 2 years left on his deal, and then he's a free agent. Matt Arnold pretty much saying they're open for business still as far as the Brewers go. Do you think that one or both of those guys may get dealt here before we get to opening day?
I mean, who knows at this point? But I honestly think you can't just get rid of everybody, right? Like, you can't not sign Woodruff, who, you know, was going to be, if anything, later in the season to have him. You get rid of Burns, and then all suddenly here goes Adames. You start taking away those big of pieces, you know, because they're very stable. Like, Adames is not going to hit 300. I, you know, maybe one day, maybe this year, who knows? But you're going to get his power at times where he can change a ball game. We've seen that over the last several years. Like, that's just, you know, that's, he's just going to win games for you throughout the year. And his defense is always there. His defense, super elite. So when you start making a big move at shortstop and then you're saying, here, Bryce Durang, like, here's the keys to shortstop. Can he do it defensively? Yeah, but is he ready with the bat to make that kind of difference? I don't know. He didn't show it last year. I think he's going to come back and do better. I think he needs to be at second base. I think you have to keep Adames at short and see how the season plays out.
What about Rhys Hoskins? I'd have to imagine Rhys Hoskins was none too happy when he finds out about the Corbin Burnes deal. You know, he signs his deal to come here, and it's essentially a one-year deal with an option for a second. It's good money, $17 million. Clearly, he's making good coin. But still, I think you sign in Milwaukee thinking, okay, they're still trying to compete for the Central Division. They still got Corbin Burnes at the front, Williams in the back end, a bunch of young guys around me. We'll have a chance to win this division. They were one of the favorites to win the division. And then just like that, it all kind of goes up in smoke once they trade Corbin Burnes.
Well, I mean, Hoskins is a professional. He's been around. He's played against the Brewers. You know, he knows how competitive the Brewers are going to be, especially these last 7-8 years. He knows. Burnes, obviously, a big part of that, but he knows they're going to be competitive regardless. And I think he should be excited because he's going to be part of a team that, for honestly, you look at first and third base, they haven't had anybody just locked up there. Where they play every single day. I think Hoskins wants to be out there. He has power. And if you can just, he can just be the everyday first baseman with production. That's something the Brewers really haven't gotten any consistency in years. So you, it's hard to platoon first and third. You know, you're hoping to get some production at first, and then you're hoping to get at third. For the Brewers to have that lockdown and he be the guy, especially on a, you know, missed all of last year. So I don't think he's too upset about the Burnes trade. He knows the team's going to be competitive regardless.
So what does this rotation look like? I mean, it's Peralta at one, Miley at two, and then I have absolutely no clue as far as the mix of the rest of them. I mean, there's a lot of guys with upside, right? Gosser's got upside. Ashby, if he can, if he's healthy and ready to go, he's shown that he can be pretty good in spots. You know, maybe he's one of those guys. Colin Ray showed stuff last year. Like, how does this all mix for you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, number one, just as a player mindset, if I'm with the Brewers and I have a chance in the starting rotation, or maybe I'm just a pitcher with the Brewers and I'm training in the offseason, and suddenly I open up, you know, Twitter and Corbin Burnes is traded. I mean, a pillar at the in that rotation, gone. And you're sitting there like, I have a shot. So, yes, Burnes being gone, that creates a frenzy almost in players of going, man, I could be that guy. Everybody wants to be a starter, honestly. I mean, even they tried to start Aroldis Chapman, right, years ago. Like, starting in the big leagues is a great thing. Like, that is what pitchers want to be most often. And now you have just a slew of guys that have a legit open spot and chance to make that happen. So you look around, I got Peralta, Miley, Ray. But you look at who they got back and who is gone, you're talking about these three guys combined for 75 starts. You know, Miley could miss time, just track record. Maybe he misses some starts for injury or whatever. Colin Ray, very consistent. Peralta, very consistent. Then you got to make up another 84 or 85 starts. Well, where do you start going? Well, Hall coming over from the Orioles is going to be good. Junis, I mean, he's had 100 starts in his big league career. Joe Ross, 100 starts in his big league career. Then you got Gasser, Ashby possibly coming back, Mizrowski. I think they have some very young and talented, hungry players. And so with this frenzy going on, I think the Brewers are going to be fine. It comes down to how quickly can these guys be can get that experience in the big leagues. And to me, the key that's going to hold all this together, once again, I think it's going to be Wade Miley. Wade Miley, left-handed guy that's been around forever, knows the game, loves teaching the game, loves showing different facets of the game to younger players, even – you know, established players. He is a key guy with some of those left-handed electric arms that the Brewers have got.
What about center field? Because Jackson Chourio signs that monster deal in the offseason, so obviously everybody is penciling him onto the opening day roster for the Brewers, even though he only had a handful of at-bats at AAA last year. He's played center field in the minors. Garrett Mitchell, I think, has played a pretty good center field in the time he's had. Joey Weimer showed he could play it last year, too. How do you think that outfield situation lines up? I think most fans are penciling Yelich into a DH role at this point, and maybe unfairly, but I think that's where the fans are.
I mean, maybe. And Yelich's defense was great last year. Probably wants to be out there. If he wants to play, then you know what? Play him. I think he should. If he wants to be in left field, he should be in left field. Then you start looking at the other pieces, and Chourio signing that deal clearly puts him as if he's big league ready to make the team, then they probably want him in center field. But Weimer was outstanding. But I think who gets lost in all of this is Garrett Mitchell. He got injured last year. He was able to come back towards the end. I mean, he is such a good player. I think we just only saw the small sample size from 2 years ago and then early on in the season last year. I think he could be electric. I have a hard time not seeing him in center field for opening day. Of course, obviously, a lot can happen. We always throw that asterisk out there of, you know, anything can happen. But I would love to see Garrett Mitchell have a great spring and be in center field for opening day, just because I've seen him play. I think he's an all-star caliber player. It's a matter of time with him. And, of course, without, you know, a freak injury like he had this past season, I think he should be out there.
With Tyrone Taylor gone and Adrian Houser gone, if you look at the outfield situation, I mean, between Frelick, Mitchell, Joey Weimer, Jackson Chourio, Yelich, do all of these young kids end up being on the major league roster, or do you think one of them ends up starting the year in AAA so they can get consistent at bats?
Well, one thing all these guys have in common is options.
Right.
And the Brewers have seen this revolving door. You know, you're just gonna have that. And nobody wants to be that guy. The only problem with position players, when it's talking about there's open spots available with pitchers, you know, it's almost like, oh, it's presented to you. You have all these pitching. Oh, I could be in the bullpen. Well, now maybe I could be a starter. And it creates almost some anxiety, I think, with position players at times, because it's like, for them, think about it. They're four or five best friends. You know, they do all the drills together in spring training over the years in the outfield. Now they're all going to compete. And they know they all can't make it. And they all want to be the guy. It's going to come down to performance, right? If you have this many options with these guys that can be sent down and called up whenever, then it's just going to come down to who has the best spring. So anyway, I kind of hope they relax and just, you know, absolutely put on a joy for us to watch in spring training, because they're all elite outfielders.
I got one more for you, and that's third base, another position battle. Now, we don't really know which way it's going to go, and that battle is between Christian Arroyo, who they signed in free agency, Andrew Monasterio, who did fairly well in that spot, or Tyler Black, who everybody wants to put on the big league roster to start the season as well, but defensively is the question surrounding him as far as where he plays. How do you think third base plays out?
What about Ortiz? Did you say Ortiz?
No, I did not say Ortiz from the Orioles. Yeah, you're right, Joey Ortiz.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, well, everything we're hearing about him is just elite defense. And I think that's almost like an overarching factor when it comes to the Brewers, is how to keep runs off the board. If you look at what they did last year, they allowed the fewest runs in baseball. And, yes, you can say, well, that's just pitching. Their pitching's outstanding. Well, sure, but at the same time, you got to have people make consistent plays. And that's exactly what they had at every position all season long. So if you're going to play for the Brewers, you better be able to handle the leather out there in the field. And what I've heard from Ortiz is that he's pretty amazing over there. We saw what Monasterio can do. Of course, still, you got Owen Miller. They're going to platoon it. We know that. But again, it's a free-for-all. If you can show that you have the glove and the bat, there's no reason that you can't be out there. That's what they want. The problem the Brewers would have is if they have three of these guys have amazing springs. Then that's going to be a problem for the Brewers. But you want this kind of depth. You want this depth without signing a big name and saying, this guy's going to be our third baseman. Because then that kind of goes, oh, well, I better take grounders at second just to be the utility guy. You want guys going, you know what? If it's a free-for-all, if I play the best, I'm going to fill in. We saw Monasterio do it last year, right? Brian Anderson got hurt, and for him to get off the IL and to not even have a spot, that's just a credit to what third base was doing while he was hurt. And so to me, it's a fun environment because you never know how it's going to shake out. And we'll be talking about this the first month of the season going, how did we see this guy anywhere else? But as of now, if Ortiz is what they're thinking at third base, I think it's a pretty good idea.
He is Tim Dillard, Valley Sports Wisconsin, Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. And talk about Dim Zoom, a new thing you started up.
Oh, yeah. So all my messages on social media are open, even Facebook. So that's kind of weird because eventually I'll get back and actually message people. But anyway, this is how I meet fans at the stadium or on the road trips and things like that. And what it turned into is that players from high school to college to even professional guys would reach out. It would start it out maybe with some guys learning sidearm, right? And they wanted a resource all the way to guys in the middle of the season that just needed to vent, right? And, you know, they don't want to complain to a teammate or they don't want to talk to a coach. So I just kind of became a resource out there and show people how to throw a curveball or, you know, throw a changeup. And so I just decided, you know, I'm going to just have Dim Zoom where people can book me and they can just ask me questions and I'll give them, you know, advice that I would give my own kids, right? Talking about baseball because I love the game and it's all about getting it right. So I feel like Dim Zoom was kind of just a way to, like, let's don't try to schedule an in-person thing since I'm not in Puerto Rico and you want to learn how to throw my sinker. So let's just jump on a Zoom and talk baseball. And it's been successful. It's been really fun. And I've talked to guys, mainly the college level. A lot of college guys have reached out just because, you know what, people want information and they want to see someone that's been there and done that, played a long time, 18 professional seasons. It's about staying healthy and being competitive.
He is Tim Dillard. Check him out. He is the best. Of course, the Brewers Unfiltered podcast as well with him, Sophia Minard, and Adam McKelvey. Thanks so much for coming on, Tim. Appreciate it, man. Can't wait for the season.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. It's been a while. Let's not make it so long next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.